It is 93.7 WEEI. Austin Powers does not hold up. I watched that recently.
Oh, really? Disappointed?
Yeah. I showed it to my kids thinking it was going to be good. You know what holds up? Zoolander.
It does not.
Zoolander's still great.
It is not.
Zoolander made me laugh.
It is a one-note film. I don't know why you love it so much. It's just the same joke for 2 hours.
No, it's more than that. And it's a great joke. That's the thing. It's the Zoolander character, and Will Ferrell is at his best. That's one of Will Ferrell's best roles.
Yeah, not really.
Is Mugatu, without a question. Zoolander.
Cowbell is his best role.
I was as shocked as anybody. I was as shocked as anybody that Zoolander held up.
Listen to your kids. You tried to show it to your kids. They told you it does not hold up.
Sometimes my kids are wrong. They watched Dumb and Dumber and didn't like it.
Well, Dumb and Dumber is classic.
Yeah, of course it is. It's one of the greatest films ever made. And they did not, they weren't into it. But they loved Zoolander just like me. I loved it. It's not Step Brothers. Step Brothers is still Step Brothers and Team America are the two greatest comedies ever made. But it's close. It's close. All right. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson, who will be back on Monday on 93.7 WEEI. You can call us at 617-779-7937. Also launch a take grenade over there in the Odyssey app. Just press that little microphone and leave us a message. We'll play it in the 5 o'clock hour. Team America's great. And that's another movie that gets better and better every time you watch it. But we were talking yesterday about ownership of teams, now that we've seen what Bill Chisholm and the Sixth Street Private Equity Group are, and they're obviously a group that wants to constantly cut bait and save money, and they're operating this team as if it is an investment and not as if there's someone who just wants this team to win. And that got us thinking about all the other owners of all the teams, and we all came in agreement that out of the four that are here in this town, by far and away, the Crafts seem to be the best. But they are about to face a huge decision when it comes to the money that they are going to spend. They are about to have an unbelievable amount of money shoved towards several players. One, Drake May, is going to be demanding a decent amount of money. And another one is Christian Gonzalez. And that is right here, right now. Mm-hmm. And Ted isn't 100% sure that Christian Gonzalez is going to get the kind of money that he seems to be looking for. And what he is looking to do is not only set the market, but according to some reports, he wants to be one of the highest, if not the highest paid defensive player in the league. And that's why Jeremy Fowler is joining us today. Jeremy Fowler, senior NFL writer for ESPN. He has got a ranking right now of all of his the corners. Jeremy, hey, thanks for coming on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, no problem.
Happy summer to you.
Hey, well, thank you. Jeremy, you've got this new ranking right here, and it was, and I love these more than just somebody's opinion. You talked to execs, coaches, and scouts, and had them rank the top cornerbacks for 2026. And where did Christian Gonzalez, after speaking to all of these people, where did they end up ranking Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah, thanks for that. I spend about 2 or 3 months scouring the NFL Earth, getting the league's pulse on 11 different positions in the top 10 and all that. So cornerbacks ran yesterday. Christian Gonzalez was the number 3 corner behind Patrick Surtain and Derek Stingley. Pretty good company, I would say. Mm-hmm. And Gonzalez is considered, he's in that small group of prototypical outside cover guys, and there are those three at the top. I think eventually Quinyon Mitchell and Philadelphia will get there. But those are the three. And then after that, it's more like pick your flavor, Trent McDuffie in L.A. or Devin Witherspoon in Seattle. But those guys are kind of inside outside, smaller guys. Denzel Ward in Cleveland's older. So, Gonzalez is up for a contract or contract eligible at the ideal time. And the league speaks highly of him. He's just the only real knock on him is some evaluators feel like he's a little finesse at times against the run. But other than that, he's got everything you absolutely need, and he can wreck a game.
Yeah, and you know what, Jeremy? You do something really cool on here is you put the highest ranking and the lowest ranking for the people you talk to, and the highest is 2. But there is somebody on your list who gave him a 10. Did they give you any kind of reason as to why? Because 10 seems a little low for this guy.
Well, 10 seems low, yes, but it is important to note that if you are a player that was on every ballot, so in other words, if your lowest is 10, that's really good. They're only like each position, usually 3 to 5 guys max that are on every ballot turned in to me. So in other words, like another player in the top 10 would be his lowest ranking is unranked, which means out of the top 10. So even though that's a 10, He was in everybody's top 10, which is a good sign because opinions really vary depending on player to player. And, you know, it really depends on how you're looking at it too. Some pick favorites, some like guys with experience. So, you know, if you're looking at Gonzalez and you say, hey, he doesn't fit the style of cornerback I like, or I like a more physical player, then you might not take him. But especially like most personnel guys and most defensive coaches specifically love Gonzalez because there are only so many of those type of players in the world that you can line up on the outside and say, cover this elite receiver,
mm-hmm.
stride for stride downfield, and do it smoothly and with patience, and also play the ball and get the ball. And he's one of like three guys in the world that can do that.
Well, I think what's fascinating too, Jeremy, is that it looks like you have Christian Gonzalez in a tier above both Devon Witherspoon and Trent McDuffie. McDuffie, who got $31 million a year here recently from the Rams, and Witherspoon, who's up for a contract as well and has the same agent as Gonzalez. So how do you think, if at all, this factors into the money that Christian Gonzalez is going to get?
Yeah, it all factors in. You know, you basically play the market, right? And Trent McDuffie was the last to set the market at, I believe, $31 million a year on a new deal. So Christian Gonzalez is looking to surpass that. There's no doubt about that. I heard something mentioned earlier in the show about being one of the highest paid defensive players. Considering Will Anderson makes $50 million a year, I'd be pretty surprised at that. Mm-hmm. But this is a situation and a real test for New England. When you have a major player like this, and the only deal you can do that the player would accept is a market resetter, you know, I don't know that New England has a lot of experience with that. I know they've had great players with Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski once upon a time, I think, had a deal that reset at the time or got close to it. But most of their moves of late have been more the free agency variety. This is a test for them because you now drafted and developed a star. So are you willing to pay them what the market bears? And it's a big number, you know, and these are not easy to do. And you can always wait. You know, you can say, hey, look, you're a cornerback. You weren't a top five pick, no matter how great you were. Let's play it out and wait a year. So that will be a test for Gonzalez at that point, if it even gets there. I'm not saying it is, but if it does, he's got to decide, does he hold out camp? The trend really lately is to hold in, to show up so you don't get fined, but then don't do anything and don't practice for weeks to apply some pressure. So certainly that's a mechanism I could see him utilizing here if it gets to that.
Well, our buddy Ted Johnson, he doesn't seem 100% convinced that the Patriots are going to pay that kind of money. If they were to trade him, because that's obviously another option, if they were to trade him, what do you think the Patriots could demand for a guy as talented as Christian Gonzalez?
Well, that's an interesting conversation at a different layer. I would be absolutely shocked if they entertain that. I just simply don't see that. This is a really good team. They feel like they're ready now. They feel like they're maybe a piece or two away from being right back to where they need, if not with a stronger roster than a year ago. I think they'd like another edge rusher if they can make that happen. But otherwise, they feel like they're ready to go. So to trade, you know, pound for pound, maybe your best player. I would say he's their best player.
Better than Drake?
Because if you're ranking Drake. Well, I mean, Drake's a top 10 quarterback in the league now. There's no question about that.
But top 10? A lot of people are going to get their ears up on that one. A lot of people think he's better than that around here.
You can make an argument of that, certainly. But Gonzalez is higher at his position than Drake May will be at his position. That's my point. So you could argue that Gonzalez is your best player. To run a tangent, I'd be shocked if they would even entertain trading him at any point. I think that would be a non-starter for them. These are complicated deals, but and I'm told there hasn't been a lot of progress. That's partly why he missed many, you know, part of the OTAs, and it's been a slow summer. Now, this is a slow time. We're in July 8th. There aren't a lot of deals getting done on July 8th. So my guess is they'll reconvene around training camp and try this again. But I know Seattle, with Devon Witherspoon, who's the other corner up, you know, they at least have extended an olive branch and have tried to sign him. Yeah, they're not there yet, but I think they've at the very least put an offer in. So one of those two deals is probably going to get done at some point, and then it's going to set the stage for the other. So it's pretty simple math in that way. One guy's going to set the market, top cornerback, and then the next guy's going to surpass that.
Well, real quick, Jeremy, is there a chance they do try to convince Gonzo to play the entire year without a new deal? Because McDuffie did do that, right, and then they traded him. Do you think Gonzalez would go for that at some point? Does he have to play?
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of convincing. It's really a matter of what the player's leverage is and what the rules state. You know, like if you're a problem with holding out is you get fined a lot of money, and most agents would prefer their client not take losses like that, and the player would prefer that too. So you got to kind of play within the rules while taking sort of a silent protest, which is why that hold-in has been so effective. But most guys play. You know, when you miss games, you miss game checks, it's complicated. Now, there are games that can be played with your body and your availability. You know, the old hamstring injury, right? My hamstring's tight. I can't go today.
Right.
I can't go this week. You know, like those are games that are played. I'm by no means saying Christian Gonzalez would do that, but I'm saying like those are some mechanisms in place. I don't think Mike Vrabel will be overly excited about that. So at the end of the day, you know, he's an NFL player who I'm guessing will want to be on the field. I'd be surprised if it gets that far. But this is, you have a marquee guy at a marquee position. Even Trent McDuffie, for as good as he is, that's a little different because Kansas City didn't have a penchant for doing deals that early unless your name's Patrick Mahomes. And they didn't typically pay cornerbacks. So if you're McDuffie, you knew, hey, I got to play this fourth year out. Where Gonzalez is a little more established at this stage and probably has a little higher value. So he can get more squirmy if he wants.
Well, Jeremy Fowler, senior NFL writer for ESPN. I'll tell you one thing before we let you go is that if for some reason the Patriots let this slip away and they don't give him the money that he wants, there might be a riot here. I mean, he is loved in this town, and they know how good he is. And it's one of those things where I don't want to hear your justification. None of the excuses matter. You got to sign this guy. So it'll be an interesting couple of months here. And then, you know, when the season starts, to see how it goes. But my God, it's one of the biggest storylines of the offseason outside of anything having to do with Diana Rossini. So Jeremy Fowler, great stuff. Thanks for coming on with us, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Hey, anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you, man. All right, let's get to this Jason Tatum audio. He's talking about Jaylen Brown, and we'll do that right after this.